the ch sound. The letter C in front of front vowels E and I sounds like ch. Ceramica, Cina. In order to obtain the sound ch in front of the back vowels a, o, u, by convention, Italian inserts I. So the letter, the sound ch in front of a, cha, will have to be spelled C-I-A, as in ciao. The sound ch in front of o is spelled C-I-O, as in cioccolato. Notice that cioccolato has both C sounds in front of an O. Cho, spelled C-I-O, and then co, and since it's a back vowel, co doesn't have anything in between. Cioccolato. The third back vowel is U, the sound ch is produced by spelling it C-I-U. Ciao, cioccolato, ciuffo. Again, this is confusing. It would be much more logical to maintain a symmetry if Italian had used H in words like ciao, cioccolato, ciuffo. After all, if you look back, H is already used with the front vowels in words like orchestra and chimica. So it would have made sense to use the very same letter, the same strategy, and to make it a symmetrical pattern. It isn't so. So remember a few key words that you use as models. Remember ciao, cioccolato, ciuffo, or whatever else pleases you. Okay, that's it. Bye.